Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what has been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Well, good afternoon, and praise God, from whom all our blessings flow. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and amazingly blessed weekend. Today is Monday, April the 4th, 2016, and you have turned into our Blog Talk Radio program entitled Come Together for Change. Come Together for Change is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Our program is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes that you will need to accomplish your goals and your God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Just know that God sits high. He looks low, and he will take care of those who are obedient to his holy word. Just trust God. If he said it, praise God, he will do it. Amen. My name is Chaplain Shalia, Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our radio, dynamic radio broadcast, Come Together for Change, which airs every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m., that is Pacific Standard Time. You may listen to our broadcast wherever you are via your telephone by dialing 646-200-0578. During this time frame, we are on the air live from the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. So you can go ahead and call some of your friends right now. You can text them, tweet them, do whatever you have to do. Go next door, knock on the door. Let them know there's a blessing coming on the air right now, and it's called Come Together for Change. Now, for those of you who are not aware, our God-ordained and inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need, as I said before. So I would like to, at this time, to give some shout-outs to some very special people. I would like to give a shout-out to my sister Mary, who has just been blessed with a brand-new grandson. And so, Mary, we just want to say, we just praise God for your brand-new grandson. That means that you have two grandsons now, and that we're going to pray all of our blessings upon both of your grandsons. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and then we want to also give a shout-out to my very best of the best of the best friends in the whole wide world, and this is Ms. Bonnie Hampton from Atlanta, Georgia, by way of New Orleans. And she is here visiting us in this very blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. So she just wants to give a shout-out to everyone on the radio program. Go ahead, Miss Bonnie.
Hello, everyone. I'm enjoying my stay, and Sister Shalia is giving me the best of hospitality in the city. Thank you, Shalia.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. All right, at this time, we just want you to know that the inspiration for this week is as follows. Did you know that words have creative power? When you take time each day to declare God's promises over your health, over your mind, over your family, and over your finances, you are speaking victory into your very near future. Now, these declarations will help you live a positive and faith-filled life. So I just want to encourage you today to read the gospel of Jesus Christ on a daily basis, along with a sincere prayer every morning, at noontime, and every night before you go to sleep, and watch how things would just fall into place for your life and your family. Now, as you speak victory over your future, you are starting off each day right by declaring God's favor over your life. Declare God's promises and see God's goodness, not today, but not tomorrow, but today, in Jesus' mighty name. You will have a new perspective in life and faith to believe bigger and to go beyond your barriers in order to reach your higher potentials. You will be stronger than ever, and nothing will be able to get in your way or stop you from what God has in store for you. Just believe that. That is the inspiration for this week, and I know that you will be blessed. Just ponder on those words. Now, our topic for this week is spiritual warfare. Again, spiritual warfare. So go ahead, get out your pen, your paper, and your notebooks and your Bible, because you surely would like to write down the words that are coming straight from heaven today through our host, who is the spiritual speaker for today. So go ahead and get out everything that you need, because you're going to want to write down some of these texts and definitely some of the things that we're going to be telling you that have to do with spiritual warfare. So again, your topic for today is spiritual warfare, and the main text will be coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 18th verse, and our main verse will be 10 and 11. So I will read it as follows. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 reads as follows. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the 18th verse, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Again, the scriptures are found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th to the 18th verse, with the main text coming from the 10th and 11th verse. Again, the 10th and 11th verse, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Now, at this time, it truly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others my beloved husband and gifted speaker of this hour, the host of Come Together for a Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon and to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. We celebrated his rising from the grave two Sundays ago, and therefore we know he is alive. Now, if he is alive, it means we can communicate with him, so we can talk with him, and we can get our answers, get our prayers answered. And we are going to talk about this evening about warfare. Now, warfare is the fourth stage in spiritual development. It is spiritual development. We have spiritual birth, spiritual growth, spiritual discipline, spiritual warfare. So we're going to be talking about spiritual warfare because as soon as you become a Christian, you are going to encounter warfare. And therefore, it is important that you learn to understand that the fight is against the powers of darkness. The fight really is for the control of your mind. And the apostle in Ephesians, he likens it to a bodily warfare. And he outlines the seven stages that are important to be able to overcome. The seven parts of the armor. So he tells us all about the armor and why it is necessary to have the armor so that we can overcome and so that you can be guarded in these particular areas. And the first area that we are guarded is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 11. And it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So what they're saying is, look, we're not wrestling against human beings. You may think that your brother or your sister or your mother or your father or the boss at work is your enemy, but they are not your enemies, because the scripture says they wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. So the first part of our bodies that we need to be able to overcome is the armor, is to guard our loins, our waist, and therefore we are to be able to put on the whole armor of God. And that the first thing we need to look at is truth, because the enemy would come to cause us to be deceived into telling lies. The devil will come to tell us that what God said is not true, and therefore we need to be able to. And we hear the word in St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, saying, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So freedom will come in knowing the truth, and that truth is like a loin gathered around your waist. So you've got to understand that once your waist is guarded with truth, the devil wouldn't be getting yourself in trouble. If you are a peacemaker, you will know that God is there for you, right? So if the word says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So your feet, if it's shod with the preparation of peace, you will not be getting into trouble so easily. The word says in Psalm 119, verse 165, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, he says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusted in him. So are your feet covered with the preparation of the gospel of peace? And then we go on to the shield of faith. With the shield of faith is which will be able to quench the darts of the wicked. Now we have to understand the importance of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we have to understand that if we don't have that faith, that shield of faith to protect us against the darts of the enemy, we will go under. So we have to hold up the shield of faith, which will be able to quench the darts of the wicked one. And then we come to number 5, the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation in verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So there's the helmet of salvation, and then there is the sword of the Spirit. We have to understand how to use these. The helmet of salvation, in other words, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. So salvation comes, the helmet of salvation comes to protect us. And then in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. And then we are looking now at the sixth part of the armor, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So you have to know the word of truth. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, it says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when we have the sword of the Spirit, we are able to go forward with the word of God, defending ourselves. We defend ourselves by the word of God, by the knowledge of the word of God, because the word says, Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So the sixth part is the word of God. Do you know the word of God? Are you living by the word of God? Right, rightly dividing the word of truth. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And therefore, we have to be able to see that the word of God is important. It's the sword of the Spirit, and the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And then the last one, number 7, from verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's important that we understand the value of prayer. We should be praying always. But what do we mean by praying always? Praying always is praying at all there? How many pieces of the armor are you prepared to take up? And as you recognize the value of these seven pieces, you know that God will take you through once you are covered in the blood of Jesus. So don't worry about the circumstances. You may be going through difficulties. You may be going through things that are very difficult for you. You may be facing situations, and it would seem as though the enemy is trying to destroy your faith. You may be going through situations, and your feet are not covered with the preparation of peace because there is no peace in your heart. There's no peace in your life. But don't be worried. Don't be worried. Understand this, that once you are in the body of Christ, the spiritual warfare will come. Once you are in the body of Christ, you are going to face the enemy. He's going to try to get you down. He will try to destroy your faith. He will try to destroy your peace. He will try to destroy the helmet of salvation, which is covering your head, and he will try to let you be deceived by all kinds of difficult things. But you have to have you have to stand up the truth. You have to be able to understand the value of truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to encourage you today to look seriously at this text and understand the covering that God has made possible for you. And understand that the devil will not be able to overcome you as long as you have on the whole armor. The apostle says, put on the whole armor of God. Have you got on the whole armor of God today? If you don't, I want to encourage you to find the whole armor of God, every piece of the armor, and put it on so that you will be able to withstand the darts that the devil will throw at you. He will come to tell you lies. He will come to discourage you. He will come to frustrate you. But know this, that if you're covered in the whole armor, you shall be victorious. I want to pray with you today out there in Radio Land who is listening to me. I want you to know that God wants to bring encouragement to you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on behalf of those who are listening. Remove doubts and fears and unbelief and help them to be covered, Lord, with the breastplate of righteousness. Help them to be covered, Lord Jesus, with the sword of salvation. Help them to be covered with prayer. Praying always. Oh, Lord, grant us the understanding to pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Help us to keep our faith in you. We just thank you for working things out. Every difficulty be removed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the victory. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen for that. Thank you so much. Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, that blessed my soul. That made me go deeper in God and higher in God, in Jesus' name. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. We know and believe that you have been truly blessed with this mighty, mighty word today, spiritual warfare. So we have to ask ourselves a question. Are we covered with a whole seven parts of the armor of God? Yes, there are seven parts. Seven parts. Number one, truth. Number two, righteousness. Number three, peace. Number four, faith. Number five, salvation. Number six, the word of God. And number seven, prayer. These are the seven parts of the armor of God. And unless we have all seven, we cannot fight against the things that come against us every single day. So I know that you have been blessed with this mighty, mighty word. So go forth and study it. You have the scriptures, and so that you can be higher, another higher level in God. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. We would like to hear from you this week. So please, Drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program, Come Together for Change. And we also want to thank all of our faithful weekly listeners and supporters ever in need of prayer or counseling, please feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Again, that's 702-454-5717. Thank you for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you are blessed with the wonderful teacher. We know that you were and that you will truly have a life-changing, prayer-answered, glorious week. Until we meet with you again on Blog Talk Radio next week, which will be April the 11th, 2016, at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure that you text someone ahead of time, you call someone, you tweet someone, and let them know that Come Together for Change is on the air at 3:30. We bless you, we pray for you and your family, and we just look forward to being with you again next Monday at 3:30. God bless you. And know that it is not what you were that matters, but what you are and what you will be. So change your knowledge so that you can change your thinking and find the potential in you to fulfill your God-given destiny. Know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. Just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church.